Hare Krishna. Question from Stoka Krishna Prabhu. Shouldn't we be telling people the highest standard instead of telling them the highest standard of serious bhakti, instead of telling them to pursue their material desires for position and power in this world? Now, I have seen in my 25-30 years of career that once one gets caught in the career, it's very difficult to practice one basic spiritual life. And people can take the statement that we can pursue our career as a license to just give up the practice of spiritual life. And then they just get caught completely in material illusion. Isn't it better that we just tell them the highest standard? Answer: yes, the highest standard has to be told, but in spiritual life there are the stars and there are the stairs. You know, if we just tell people what is the star, you know, the star is so high up in the sky that it seems unattainable. And if that is all that we show, then people will just say, forget it, I cannot get there only. It's like the stars and there are the stairs. Stairs being the step by step which will eventually take us. That is the miracle of bhakti, that normally stairs cannot take us to a star, but the small steps that we take towards Krishna, their cumulative effect, which will be expanded by Krishna's omnipotent mercy, will take us to the stars, will enable us to attain heights of purity that we can't even imagine right now. So, now as a part of showing the stairs, what does it imply? We see in the story of Narad Muni and Dhruva. Narad Muni did tell Dhruva, oh, why is you such a small, you're such a small child, don't worry, just tolerate this. And Dhruva said, no, I can't tolerate. I can't tolerate. So then, it's not in my blood, I'm a Kshatriya. So you tell me a way how I can get even. In fact, not even just get even, I want to get better than those who have snubbed me. So then, Narad Muni saw that, he told him to do bhakti. And he did bhakti and he got Krishna, and he got Krishna darshan, and he got the kingdom by that. Now, yes, in this particular story, yes, Narad Muni did tell him to do bhakti, to attain Krishna, to attain his kingdom. But the point was, Narad Muni did not reject his desire entirely. He offered him a process by which his desire could be fulfilled within the realm of bhakti. So the point is, the desire itself was, he was not told to renounce the desire. The modality of performing, the fulfilling the desire may vary according to place to place. But the point is that he was not told to reject his desire. So, now there are three different things over here. One is the rejection of worldly desires for power, position, for the sake of cultivating bhakti. The second is the negligence. So, this is the what we call the highest standard. Then there is the other extreme, that is the negligence or even the rejection of bhakti and spiritual standards for the pursuit of material position and power. And the third is the reconciliation of the two according to individual nature and position. Situation and disposition. Situation is the external and disposition is the internal. So now, certainly, the third is not to be recommended. Sorry, the third being the lowest level, that rejecting bhakti for the sake of pursuing one's material life, that is not to be recommended. But the first is usually inaccessible for most people. And that completely giving up material desires for the sake of practicing bhakti, that is not possible for most people. And insisting that people come to that level, that is as a matter of siddhanta fine, but as a matter of guidance, at an individual level, that doesn't work. So now, one challenge with online outreach is that an answer that is given to a specific person may universalize out of the context. So this discussion that we are having is good because it clarifies the context. This problem of neglecting the context comes also, especially in Srila Prabhupada's conversations and letters, which we often do not know what are the context in which the statements are spoken. So, so for most devotees, the point is that they have to arrive at some level of reconciliation of how much they will pursue their material careers and aspirations and how much they will pursue their devotion. Now, these two can of course be harmonized. And yes, some people in the pursuit of material career can get entangled. But it's not necessary that that's what has to happen. And material career can also be pursued in a way that need not necessarily be disharmonious. So, for example, there are many Indians who aspire to go to America or to Western countries in general because they feel that there is a better career available over there. Now, yes, it is easy to get lost in temptation and illusion when one goes to the West. But there are a significant number of people, young people or people who career-minded people who went to the West and they were only nominally connected with devotees or not connected with devotees at all. And they became connected with devotees over there and they became serious devotees over there. So, the point is they did not go to America for practicing bhakti. Often when they wanted to go to America, they were discouraged. And yes, there may be reason for the discouragement also. Because America is not just one place. There are different places where one may go to America. And some places associated may be available, some places associated may not be available. And due caution has to be taken. But the point is, there is no guarantee that just by staying in India, a person will stay safe in bhakti. And similarly, there is no necessity that just by going to the West, a person will fall out of bhakti. So, sometimes, certain situations may come in a person's life which may require certain material changes. And those material changes, if the person has core sincerity, that person will actually find a way through those material changes to grow closer to Krishna. So, yes, the point is that everybody has to come to the highest standard of practicing bhakti, purely focused on Krishna, but not everybody can come to that standard. And while people are aspiring towards that standard, they need different levels of accommodation according to their disposition and situation. And that is something which has to be individually worked out. Now, certainly, I'm not recommending that people just, because we have desires, just pursue those desires and and once your desires are fulfilled, then you can come back and practice bhakti. That's not what I'm saying at all. I'm saying that we have to practice bhakti at a basic standard, but according to our particular situation and disposition, we can practice bhakti, we can have different careers and practice bhakti according to our careers. So this is something which is going to individually happen. Now Srila Prabhupada was strict at one level and Srila Prabhupada is accommodating at another level. And depending on our individual nature, you know, we will quote that aspect of Prabhupada which we like, which inspires us, and that is fine. But if we impose that as the only Prabhupada, then we are actually not representing Prabhupada properly. So Prabhupada was, gave the highest standard and Prabhupada also accommodated people who could not come anywhere near the highest standard. And similarly, the Krishna consciousness movement also has to be inclusive in terms of including people who are serious devotees practicing serious standards and including devotees who want to contribute to Krishna's cause in other ways. So the important thing is that we not alienate anyone from Krishna. The important thing to remember is that people, whatever happens, they need to have a connection with Krishna. And so, if a person cannot practice bhakti at a particular standard, there are two different things over here. One is that if a person goes away from bhakti, that person may fall into sin. And sin is bad. But if a person is given an instruction that person cannot follow, then that person is likely to commit an offense. Offense not just of disobeying their instruction, but also offense in terms of resenting the guide and rejecting the guide and developing a negative, hateful attitude towards the guide. And the whole process of bhakti centers on the understanding that an offense, an aparad, is far more dangerous than a sin, a pap. So, if we are in a position where we are to guide others, then we may think that our duty is to protect people from falling down to sinful activities. But we are now, of course, we are not talking about sinful activities, pursuing a career. We are not talking about that. That's not necessarily sinful. One can do it in a honorable way also. But the point is that if we think that our duty is only to tell people what not to do, or to only tell what is the best thing to do and not talk about anything else, then we are not really protecting people from the possibility of offense. So it's not that we think that we are so exalted that people will offend us. But a simple point is, somehow or the other, if we are in a position of guiding others, then we are often an important connection of Krishna, a connection with Krishna for people. And we need to present ourselves and present Krishna's message in a way by which people's connection with Krishna is maintained. Sometimes that connection may be strong, sometimes that may be weak. But when people commit offenses, then they just go away from Krishna. So it's important for us that in our interaction with people, that whatever be the mode of the interaction, at the end of the interaction, the person should feel encouraged. Encouraged in the sense that, yes, someone cares for me, someone understands me. This devotee cares for me, understands me. And yes, I may not be able to follow the standards that I am being told right now, but I will be accommodated. This is Krishna's inclusive mood. Yeah, and we as devotees also need to have Krishna's inclusive mood. And yes, if we are inspired by Prabhupada's strictness, and that's what we want to manifest, that's what we want to share with those whom we are guiding, that is perfectly fine. But to say that that is the only thing, that is the only way that everyone should present Prabhupada and everyone should present Krishna, that is not an inclusive representation of Srila Prabhupada or inclusive representation of Krishna. Krishna says, Joshayet sarva karmani vidvan yukta samaja. The Joshayet, Krishna says, engage all people according to their nature, according to their level, so that they can progress gradually. Thank you. Hare Krishna.